alleged infiltration of the Trump campaign. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The latest bombshell is part of the ongoing Durham investigation.
Friday, Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion relating to a potential conflict of interest within the defense team of former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. Now, Sussman is among those indicted so far in Durham's probe into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. But within that conflict of interest motion, Durham reveals that Sussman paid an internet company to infiltrate servers at the White House and Trump Tower in order to connect then-President Trump to a Kremlin-tied bank.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. According to the filing, Sussman repeatedly billed the Clinton campaign for his work. In a statement, former President Trump said, "The filing provides indisputable evidence that my campaign and my presidency were spied on by operatives paid by Hillary Clinton's campaign." A Russian invasion into Ukraine could come as early as Wednesday. That's according to U.S. intelligence officials. Meanwhile, the White House keeps pressing for diplomacy.
The way for Moscow to show that it wants to pursue that path is simple. It should de-escalate rather than escalate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Americans fleeing Ukraine are welcome in Poland, provided they're vaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, which says a negative COVID test would facilitate entry. There was a shooting in Wisconsin last night. Police in Racine say a man with a gun shot and wounded five people during what appears to be a domestic dispute. When cornered by police, the man fatally turned the weapon on himself. Police say the five injured people, four men and one woman, are not facing life-threatening injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two cities in Ohio will welcome President Biden this week. He'll stop in Cleveland and Lorain on Thursday to talk about the $1 trillion infrastructure law. This will be the president's second visit to Cleveland in less than a year. Since the president took office, the U.S. economy has seen solid job growth and wage increases, but rising inflation is erasing a lot of the gains.
I know the future will be bleak as long as the only solution the Democrats have is to continue spending more money. And all these spending packages that we have talked about, the Build Back Better, these are things that will increase inflation and just further delay our recovery.
House Republican Lance Gooden of Texas on Fox News Live, Democrats argue that Build Back Better would lower inflation. Football in February is going to feel more like June. The temperature in Los Angeles when Super Bowl 56 kicks off will be around 70 degrees. The hometown LA Rams take on the Cincinnati Bengals at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. After the big game, there will be plenty of winners and losers as many Americans open their wallets to place bets.
The American Gaming Association expects a record $7.61 billion to be bet on the Super Bowl by about 31.4 million Americans. The amount of money expected to be wagered is a 78% increase over last year. The number of people doing so is a 35% jump. That's largely attributed to the fact that 30 states now allow legal sports betting. That's up from 20 last year. And there's no limit to what you can take a chance on. There's traditional bets like the point spread, but those who are more adventurous can play just about anything, including who the MVP will be, how teams will use their timeouts, and even what color the Gatorade will be when it's dumped on the winning coach. Good luck. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.